You looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk. I'm your host, Connor Sutton, here on a Saturday morning, Mother's Day weekend. It's always a fun weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all those moms out there. I'm with the excruciatingly handsome Jared King.
Well, thank you.
Our producer today. Actually, it's just going to be me and you all day, Jared. I told you, I said, oh, I had some guest bail on me.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to put my sports knowledge to the test.
You know, I think, I was going to say this, before this show, I think your sports knowledge was very limited, and ever since we started, because you emailed or you texted me a SNL clip this week, saying so. I that means I can tell that you know you're at least paying attention more, which makes me very happy.
Oh no, I enjoy sports. Yep. I just can't watch it at all.
All right, so I came in. This is how you know I'm getting too comfortable on the show. Not too comfortable, but a little too comfortable. So I roll in this morning at around 8:01. Which is way too close to cutting. So last night I go to bed. I have a Alexa on my desk right next to my bed, and I tell Alexa, "Hey, I need to set my alarm for 8 a.m." And my roommate walks in. And he said, "Isn't your show at 8 a.m.?" And I was startled. I was like, "Oh my gosh, yes!" So Jared almost had to do the show by himself today. And Jared, if you had your own show, you know what it would be called? This is my opinion.
Go ahead.
Dead Air with Jared King.
Ah, you are a riot there, bud. You are a comedian.
That's what I think it'd be called. All right. Now the actual sports stuff. All right, so I want to start with this today. Momentum. So I've been watching, and I'm actually writing an extended article about momentum just because I think it's so fascinating and how it works in sports. When you see a team go on a run, whether it's any sport, it's really incredible to see how a team bands together. The teams that are best when they have momentum are the teams that are most successful, in my opinion. The Warriors are probably the greatest team ever when they have momentum on their side, because not only can they use their momentum for long periods of time through timeouts that other coaches try and end the momentum with, but defensively as well. When a team gets hot, and this is what the Rockets are very good at this year as well, they're good at holding their momentum for long periods of time. Whether in other sports, football, when the Patriots came back in the Super Bowl 28-3, they were down 28-3 at the half to the Falcons, they held their momentum throughout. But here's the key in that. And last week I talked about defense wins championships, and I kind of had a side of that saying that, yes, defense wins championships, but really, superstars make key plays down the stretch in championship games, and that's what truly gives you a title. My point with all that was you need to have a superstar, not always, but you have to have someone to have a superstar performance to win a championship. Because you have so many games where it's going to be close down the stretch. I mean, if you win an NBA Finals, you know how many games you have to win? You have to win 16 games. That's incredible. I mean, you can't tell me in a couple of those games, which are going to be key, you're not going to need someone to hit a clutch shot. You're going to. It's going to happen. That was my point with last week. But the teams that can have momentum moving forward and can flip the script on you so quickly, there's a couple plays in different sports that can kill momentum. In basketball, they're kind of strange. There's a reason why, if you ever watch an NBA game or a college game, why sometimes people goaltend easy layups. And it's because of momentum. When you goaltend the basketball, which meaning if you don't know what a goaltend is, the ball is about to go in, but you decide to hit it, whether it's above the cylinder or after it hits the backboard or whatever that is, to stop the momentum. There's a number of things in basketball. You have the offensive foul, which I think is a key momentum shift. A three-point play, a dunk, and obviously a three-pointer. Here's what the Warriors and the Rockets do so well. Is they are so good at continuing their momentum by hitting those tough threes. And when they hit those threes, they automatically become better on the defensive end. And that's how it is in most sports. Especially for if you have a two-way players, two-way teams. So like in football, obviously this doesn't really relate because you have players for offense, players for defense. If the defense is playing well, it will relate to offense, but not as much as it would, for instance, if a player was playing two ways, meaning offense and defense. In high school, it would change a little bit. I mean, we've seen incredible comebacks just because momentum changes quickly. And it's unbelievable how a team can ride momentum. It's in any sport. You've seen the greatest comebacks in history. If you go back and look at the top five, some of the greatest comebacks are because a slight momentum change. And you can kind of feel it. Right? You can kind of see it and think, I've called probably in my lifetime 300 different sporting events on either on the radio, live stream, whatever that is, play by play. And the number one times where I've noticed the Simpson women's basketball team this year was playing against UC Merced on the road in a big game. They needed to win it. They're up 15. Merced's one of the top teams in the conference. Up 15, and there's a technical foul that was borderline. And I kind of, in my head, remember, I don't think I said it out loud, but in my head, I'm thinking, that might change things. Guess what happened? Merced went on a huge run, ended up winning by 10. So a lot of times you can kind of pinpoint things. And sometimes it's early. Sometimes it's in the third quarter. Sometimes it's in the fourth quarter. In baseball, it's more of not necessarily momentum, but if a team ties it in the sixth or seventh inning or the eighth inning or the ninth inning, I'm thinking of softball because I've been doing a lot of Simpson softball stuff recently where they only play seven innings. In the eighth or ninth inning, if you come back to tie it, in my opinion, because of momentum, you have a better opportunity, you have a better chance of going on to win that game in extra innings. Because you had that momentum to come back, you still are riding that momentum into extra innings. While the team who gave up those runs are going to have to overcome that momentum, stop the momentum, and roll back. Now, it's a little bit different for baseball because your offense is more implemented to where, for instance, like possessions for basketball are a lot quicker than half innings for baseball. So your momentum can be lost. That's why it's so important what's called a shutdown inning in baseball. When your team goes out and scores and your pitcher the next inning comes out and doesn't give up any runs, it can keep your momentum going. And that's a really underrated statistic in baseball. In football, same sort of thing. If you don't give up, or if you hold a team to a field goal and not a touchdown when it could have, say it was first and goal at the one, and you hold a team to a field goal, that gives the defense momentum. That's a goal line stop, and that relates back to your offense. It's just not quite as much because it's not the exact same personnel on offense and defense. And the psychological effect of momentum is something that I don't think people quite notice all the time or understand because it's so... I mean, think about when you relate momentum into your life. It's very... I mean, you can have a great day and that can relate into a great week. Or if you have a bad day, that can roll into a bad week. That's the exact same in sports. You have a good possession, you get a good shot, and you knock it down, that will relate back to your defense, which can then relate back to your offense. And it's constant. That's what's crazy about basketball. I think basketball has the quickest momentum shift in sports because it's so fast-paced. In baseball, obviously, a little bit slower. But again, a shutdown inning, if you can get a 1-2, if your team goes and scores three runs in an inning, and you can go 1-2-3 as a pitcher, you just did your offense a lot of favors because now they think, oh, man, we were just hitting 5 minutes ago, less than 5 minutes ago. Let's keep that rolling. Let's keep the momentum rolling. So my point in all this is Next time you're watching a sporting event and you see a team who's winning kind of make a play that not really halts their momentum, but you can kind of see it stop and you can feel it. It's very, you can almost, it's so interesting because you can kind of see it. Not always, but part of the time you can see it. So notice that and then realize the next run. It's probably going to be in the Warriors-Rockets series that's coming up, which I'm going to talk about next segment. If there's going to be so many momentum shifts because both teams can score, both teams can defend, it's probably going to be one of the highest scoring series of all time, in my opinion, which means there's going to be momentum changes. Watch that series, watch game one, and notice little things that changes the momentum, because when those things happen, it's incredible. All right, coming up next, again, we'll talk about the Warriors-Rockets in the Western Conference Finals. This is Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment two here on a Saturday morning. Again, Mother's Day weekend. You know, man, this is such beautiful weather the last couple days, especially at nighttime. My only dislike is the amount of mosquitoes out right now. I've been getting absolutely destroyed with mosquitoes. I have like 20 mosquito bites on my leg. Tonight I will be at Sac Republic soccer game, a USL team down in Sacramento, which should be a lot of fun. I'll probably get hit with mosquitoes there as well. All right. Western Conference Finals coming up here on, I believe it starts Monday, Rockets-Warriors. This is really the series we've been waiting for all year. And it's kind of been debated through sports hosts and things of that nature throughout the year. And now we finally just get to see it happen. And I'm very excited because I don't think we've seen two offenses that are this incredible ever. I mean, I'm trying to think in my head here what other offenses that I've ever seen in basketball that are amazing. I think basketball is probably my number one go-to sport. It's probably the sport I know the most about, played it, broadcasted it. But analyzing the offenses, just, we'll start with the Warriors. They're very different. The Warriors, while everybody thinks, yes, they're a three-point shooting team, which they are more reliant on getting open shots. Their offense is so fluid, they want just an open shot, whether it's an open layup, an open mid-range jumper, an open three. They shoot more mid-range jumpers than most teams in the league. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, they all shoot them. And a lot of their role players will also shoot them. Where the Rockets are more advanced statistics, we're going to shoot as many threes as we can. It doesn't really matter how good of looks they are. And they're going to just get them up. And the Rockets are more isolation-based, meaning it's one-on-one trying to create. And if one man gets doubled, they kick to the open shooter. Now, that works if you have, obviously, you've got a great talent. But the Warriors defensively are so good, the Rockets are going to have to run sets. If they want to win this series, isolation ball isn't going to get it done. I've been hearing a lot this week, do the Rockets need to win Game 1? If they have home court advantage, meaning they're going to play Game 1 and Game 2 in Houston. There's only one reason why I think they need to win it. And it's because it's their first year together as a team as far as James Harden and Chris Paul playing together and a number of these other guys. If they had been together for 3 years, I would say no, they could come back from losing Game 1. But they don't have that team chemistry. They don't have that trust yet. Remember when LeBron went to Miami and then in that first year went to the finals, lost to the Mavericks? They were much, much better than the Dallas Mavericks that year. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki played unbelievable. I think that was 2011. And then when LeBron came back to Cleveland in his first year with Kyrie and Kevin Love, they just didn't have that chemistry just yet. It takes a long time, especially in professional sports. It takes a long time to get that chemistry, especially like in basketball and football. It's a little bit different because there's so many different players. But in basketball, it's more of a rhythm sport. It's more of a feel sport. There's not exactly direct plays that have to be run to a tee, right? While in football, that is pretty much the case. But like the Warriors could lose game one and game two, and yes, they'd be in a hole, but I have confidence in the fact that I think they could come back just because of how long they've been together and obviously how incredible they are. They're probably the best team ever as far as talent-wise. I mean, they had the best record of all time in the NBA, and they didn't even have Kevin Durant yet. Now they have Kevin Durant, still is one of the best benches, and Steve Kerr does such a good job about getting role players' minutes in big spots early in the season. So where, in case they have to come in, they had a lot of injuries this year. They have guys like Looney who can come off the bench and score. But the Rockets, I think, have better shooters off the bench. Here's my fear in this series, though. The Rockets are going to be too reliant on isolation basketball. And if they don't shoot well in or shoot decent in games, they're not in games. They're not going to be around the Warriors. To beat the Warriors consistently, you have to do a couple of things really well, but the main thing you have to do is you have to be able to hold off the big run. We were talking about momentum in the first segment. Golden State is so good in the second and third quarter, or whatever it is, they go on a run and they score so quickly, and they defend so well in that run. They get a couple plays, get out in transition, get wide open threes, and more times than not, they knock them down. They have that dagger mentality that I don't think I've ever seen in the NBA before, or really in professional sports, where they can just quiet a crowd so quickly. They can put 10, 15 points on you so fast, in a blink of an eye, that you wouldn't know what to do. I mean, you'd have to call a timeout, but that's the thing with the Warriors, is they're so good out of timeouts. Steve Kerr does such a good job, whether it's offense or defense, they usually can keep that momentum. I think Warriors probably in six will be my guess if Steph Curry, if everybody stays healthy. Here is the biggest issue of this series for Golden State. Now, Steph Curry has become a much better defender than he was early on in his career, turning 30 this year. But they used to have to hide him defensively. Now they don't have to as much. But I would imagine he's going to be guarding Chris Paul, which is not an easy cover. But Chris Paul nowadays does more pick and roll than he did in his early years, just because, again, he's getting older. So it's more about how the Warriors defend the pick and roll with Chris Paul than how Steph Curry defends Paul one-on-one. More than that, though, Klay Thompson, who in my opinion is probably the best two-way, two-guard in the league, maybe Jimmy Butler, but I think Klay's probably better right now just because Butler got injured. Because Klay Thompson can defend so well, James Harden, we've seen games that James Harden hasn't played well, and if Chris Paul doesn't step up and have a monster game, the Rockets aren't going to be very good. So there's going to be games where the Rockets probably have an unbelievable shooting performance, and they'll be in really, really good shape. However, there can also be games where the Rockets don't shoot well, and the Warriors' consistent defense and consistent offensive flow overwhelms Houston. Now, the only advantage that I think Houston has, no, there's a number of advantages, excuse me, but the main advantage is down low with Clint Capella. I don't think the Warriors have been playing this new style where they run Draymond at the 5, Durant at the 4, Iguodala at the 3. I don't think they'll do that against the Rockets in this series. And that's because of Clint Capella. I don't think Draymond Green can hang with Capella, mainly on the glass. I think they need a actual center to guard Capella. Or mainly on, like I said, mainly on the glass. Capella is what the Rockets hoped Dwight Howard would be all those, what was it, 2 to 3 years ago, 2 years ago? He runs the floor well, makes open layups, is happy with dunks, doesn't need the ball a whole lot on offense, and crashes the glass extremely hard. So, James Harden's got to have a big series for the Rockets and be consistent. The Warriors have done a really good job when they play James Harden of defending without fouling. Now, James Harden's gotten like 800 more foul shots than any other player in the last 3 years. He relies on getting to the line a lot, which is great if you're an advanced statistic guy. If you're the Warriors, you're thinking you are almost better off. He's such a good free throw shooter, and he's so good at drawing contact. You're almost better off getting away and evading the contact and not drawing any contact at all and making him make the shot than fouling him and sending the line to shoot two free throws. Now, the Rockets have more three-point shooters out on the perimeter. Trevor Ariza, who's going to be huge in this series, he's going to be guarding Kevin Durant. I think Luke Mbamute could be big. Ryan Anderson, Aaron Gordon, who was Sixth Man of the Year last year. So the Rockets have a lot of firepower elsewhere, but their offense isn't consistent enough to where they get guys open shots to where I think they can beat the Warriors. The Warriors' offense is historic. It's so good. We haven't seen a team stop it. We just haven't, consistently. Now, you could say, yeah, they lost to the finals a couple years ago to LeBron and the Cavs. But more than that, it was the Warriors' defense that was the issue. And now they add Kevin Durant, who arguably was the best offensive player in the league, was a four-time scoring champ, two-time or one-time MVP. They have three MVPs on their team right now. If you count finals with Andre Iguodala, Curry 1-2, Durant 1-1. Now, and James Harden's going to win this one, but yeah. So I got Warriors in six. I just gave you a number of reasons why. But it's the Warriors have been together longer. I actually think the Rockets are extremely, extremely good. I just think they need a year under their belt together. They'll have better team chemistry. They'll have more time on the court together. So when things go tough and get tough, which they're going to against this Warriors team, they still have that trust in each other. Instead of trying to go isolation constantly, they have to run offense. They have to be consistent on defense. All right, coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about the Philadelphia 76ers. And we'll take a look at the Eastern Conference. And then coming up in the final segment, probably my favorite segment we're ever going to have, just because I love it. We're going to talk about the worst nicknames or mascots in sports. And I have a good one that I don't think you've heard of before, and you're going to want to look up. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment 3 here on a Saturday. With the boisterous and bodacious producer, Jared King. It's Mother's Day weekend, real quick. So happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's hopefully listening. And if not, I take it back. I'm obviously kidding.
Well, my mom's not listening, and I need to go get her a card after the show.
Oh, man.
What? It's still a day.
Yeah, but Mother's Day is like a weekend thing, you know? Like, it's not just Sunday.
Well, she'll get lunch or something.
There you go. Okay.
Maybe a flower. Maybe a flower. Maybe flowers.
Okay. Say a flower?
A flower. Just one single flower.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, but anyway, happy Mother's Day to my mom out there. A lot of cool things she's done for me in my life, so I wouldn't be here without her. So, yeah, happy Mother's Day. Yeah, all right, so Sunday, or last Saturday, we had some Simpson softball players on. We talked about their chance to get to the opening round of the national tournament, and it got a little interesting. They had to win just one game out of two against LaSalle in the CalPAC Championship, which is the conference championship in the NAIA, and it got a little hairy. They lost the first game 6-3, and then the second game were down by two heading into the seventh inning. They tied it up, and then this happened.
This winner-go-home championship game. The winner receives a bid to the opening round of the national tournament. Bailey, the right-hander, steps in, two out, two on. Good speed at second with Davies, who is the winning run. The pitch, this is hit on the ground, into the hole, a base hit. Davies is around third. The throw to the plate is not in time. Simpson has done it. A CalPAC Conference Tournament Championship in an unbelievable comeback fashion. And they win it 8-7. Wow. Talk about the resiliency of this team. A huge swing of the bat from Kayla Bailey scoring the winning run. And the Redhawks have earned themselves a bid to the opening round of the national tournament.
Yeah, so that happened last Monday, or Sunday, excuse me. And this is actually my first game winner call, Jared. I've probably done like 330 broadcasts. I don't know, something like that. My first actual game winner call. So I was very excited, obviously. That was a lot of fun to call. It was a long day. But a lot of fun. This softball team's got something about them that just is, you know, it's just like an it factor. In the fourth inning, in my head, they were down by four. And I was thinking in my head, oh, no, this doesn't look good. And somehow they found a way to bounce back. They got the momentum. And they came back to win it in the bottom of the seventh. And like I said, an unbelievable fashion. A lot of fun there. So they'll play on Monday in the opening round in Medford, against Southern Oregon. Southern Oregon is hosting the opening round. How this works is there's 40 teams that advance to the opening round of the national tournament. There's 10 host sites, four teams per site, so 40 teams. Southern Oregon is the host here on the West Coast. So we are heading to Southern Oregon. It's technically in Ashland, but we're playing in Medford. That game will be at 1:30. For more information, SimpsonRedHawks.com. I'll actually be there. It'll be a lot of fun. But, yeah, this team's got something about them. But like I said, my first walk-off victory, and you could tell my voice was a little cracking there, Jared. It's anyway, it was a lot of fun. Very excited to announce. We've kind of announced this, but officially that I will be calling all, if not, or most Colt 45 games this summer.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah. When does that start here? In a couple weeks?
Yeah. The end of this month.
So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll be out there at Tiger Field, and it's always a good night out there with the Colt 45s. They do a really good job of bringing people in, and it's good atmosphere. So Jared and I will be teaming up once again for that. So that's coming up here. I think the first game's April 25th. Does that sound right?
Well, we're in May now, so.
That's what I meant, May 25th.
Yeah, it's May 25th. That's correct.
May and April just run together in my head.
It looks like it's the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. I'm not sure.
Now talk about some good nicknames and mascots. We're gonna have some good ones in these games. We'll talk more about that later. All right, so I kind of mentioned it. We've pushed it off a little bit, but the Philadelphia 76ers were knocked out in the playoffs by the Celtics in five games. And I've been hearing a lot of chit chat and buzz about, do the 76ers need to go get a superstar to try to get to the next level? And my opinion is no. And it's the same kind of opinion I have for the Celtics. When you have young stars, this is any sport. Football, it's a little bit different because a quarterback needs experience and things like that, needs someone to groom them a little bit. But in the NBA and in the MLB, when you have stars, like the Sixers do, young stars, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, they're both extremely young, and you come and bring a superstar in, it might help them grow up faster. However, I think it lowers their ceiling because they're not having to, they're not getting that experience of having to be the superstar. So say the Sixers go out and get Paul George. That immediately eliminates Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid from probably getting the ball down the stretch of games, which doesn't give them that ability to learn how to score down the stretch or how to defend down the stretch in big spots. So, while signing a superstar, yes, will make the team better immediately, in the long run, when you're going to sign an older star, it's going to halt the growth of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. You want them to mature completely as players. You want to have them get as good as possible. And to do that, you need to let them grow together, those two. I mean, you kind of already have two young stars, which is pretty rare. The only other team that really has that is Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns in Minnesota. So, my point with all this is you don't need another free agent. You need role players around. You need better role players. Now, they have some shooters around, Dario Saric, Robert Covington, but they need better role players. They need guys who are a little, maybe a couple years older. I like their J.J. Redick type of players, but better quality versions of J.J. Redick. Marcus Smart, guys like that who can defend well, who can shoot well. But they don't need a LeBron. They don't need a Paul George. Because if they go and get those guys, it'll stop the growth of Embiid and Simmons for a short period of time. So if LeBron's on the team, LeBron's going to be getting the ball and doing a lot of the playmaking. Most of it, I should say. So that'll stop Ben Simmons and Embiid from growing to their max ability, which, I mean, I think they're going to grow with LeBron. They're going to continue to get better and better. I'm not saying it's going to completely stop it. I'm saying it's not going to get, they're not going to get as great as they could be because they're having another star on their team who they can rely on. Look, when James Harden got as good as he did with the Rockets, it's because he was the guy. There was nobody else. So let them get to their max overall, where they can get their best out of them, get a couple more years in, then sign another player if you want to do it that way. And what that will do is, then you'll have three players at their peak. Same thing with Boston, with Jaylen Brown, with Jason Tatum, Terry Rozier. Man, how good of a coach is Brad Stevens, by the way? My goodness, Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens together. Wow. It might be the best put-together team ever. Ever since Danny Ainge made the trade to get rid of Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce to the Brooklyn Nets, and they got all those draft picks back that, by the way, they're still getting, they have been unbelievable. I mean, have they missed on a draft pick? I don't have it in front of me, but Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all those guys ever in this playoffs have been unbelievable. I mean, and they still have, I mean, Al Horford's been really good. But Kyrie Irving, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're without their two best players. And Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. How good is that team going to be next year? They're going to have almost too many pieces. Man, Brad Stevens does a great job with those guys. But again, when this is a perfect situation for the Celtics because Tatum and Brown and Rozier have to carry the load, and it's making them better players. And what that's going to do is when Irving comes back, when Hayward comes back from injury, then they're going to have all these guys at levels where they've all had to carry the load on offense or defense. So they're all going to come back together, and then it's just going to be the best-case scenario for the Celtics. Irving and Hayward, why right now them getting injured isn't great for where the Celtics are currently. In the future, it is. That's my point. Again, with the 76ers. Having youth on a team is important, but more than that, it's important to let them grow. Imagine you graduate high school with a girlfriend or boyfriend. I like to relate this to relationships because I think it's interesting. So you graduate high school with a girlfriend or boyfriend. Instead of moving away to go to college, you stay home to be with her or him, basically because the other person kind of forces you. Where you could have been growing when you're away, and get learning about yourself because you're not, you don't have your family around, you don't have your boyfriend or girlfriend around, you're by yourself, you're alone. Instead, you're cooped up at home, hating yourself. No, not hating yourself, I'm just kidding. But you get my point is, you've been ceilinged, meaning somebody is holding you back. And that's what's going to happen with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid if they go and get a superstar. All right, coming up next, again, one of my favorite things that we've ever done on this show. It's the worst nicknames or mascots in sports. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five-Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Final segment here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. The Garulius, Jared King joining me. I don't even think I pronounced that right. Garulius. The Garulius Jared King with me.
Man, you got to get your words right before you try to use them on air.
Garulius, it's pronounced Garulius. Means wordy or talkative. I even did the Webster Dictionary on it. All right, so, worst nicknames or mascots in sports. Now, this is something I kind of thought of on the air last week while I was just, like, talking and decided I want to get to that. So, I'm going to have you, you're going to have to Google one of these because I doubt you've ever heard of it. Although Jared heard of it, which kind of upset me because I was all excited to tell him. I have a top three. There's a lot worse than those, like smaller schools and things like that, colleges that have some weird ones. But these are bad for a couple reasons. Number two, I have three, but I'm going to start with the second one. The Utah Jazz. Now, I don't know if you've been to Utah, but I don't think there's a whole lot of jazz there. So the Jazz obviously moved from New Orleans. And, yeah, so did not have, they had the Jazz, they were the New Orleans Jazz, and they moved to Utah, and now they're still the Utah Jazz. Now, here's the thing, is when you move cities, change your name. There's no branding efforts. You're trying to rebrand. That's the marketing side of me. But anyway, and now the New Orleans are the Pelicans, which is just a bad, it's just a bad mascot. Like, what? So the Jazz are bad, although the Jazz have done a really good job in Utah of using it to their advantage. They have a hashtag that I think is, each team in the NBA has a hashtag, and their hashtag is Take Note, which I think is pretty brilliant. But the Pelicans, well, I mean, you usually typically want a mascot that kind of strikes fear in the other team, right? Am I right?
I honestly, well, go ahead, and then I'll give you my opinion.
At least the Pelicans are in New Orleans. That I can at least give you that, but that's like a seagull. Like, a pelican is a bird that we all kind of laugh at.
Right, but did you see the mascot when that team first like came about? That was a scary looking pelican.
Yes, I did.
It was horrifying.
But what pelican?
But yes, I get your point. In general, a bird is not gonna put fear into your enemies' hearts.
Right, but then you see like eagles, hawks, those are falcons. Those are constant.
Right.
Those are like some of the most constant mascots in sports. All right, but here is the number one. Okay, get Google out, get your phone out, get if you're on the whatever you're doing, get your phone out, get on Google. This is what a mascot for an actual college in, I believe in Washington, Evergreen State. They are called the Gooey Ducks. Now, Gooey Ducks is spelled G-E-O, obviously, and then Ducks. It's not Gooey, it's G-E-O, but it's pronounced Gooey Ducks. Gooey Ducks is a clam. Just look it up for me. I don't want to have to explain it to you, but it's a clam. Now, when you are creating your mascot, you want to try a good mascot. You want to have something that's relatable to where you're at, your city, kind of. That's typically your Cincinnati Reds, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, the Steelers, it's a steel town. Things like that, of that nature, right? The Knickerbockers in New York, you know, they're shortened to the Knicks. But that's the origination of most of these. I mean, there's no real Cubs in Chicago, but they got the Bears. Cubs kind of relate to it. It's all uniformity. But the Gooey Ducks, don't you kind of want something that's a little bit... I mean, I could think of five mascots off the top of my head that are better than a Gooey Duck.
Well, can I help you out with this?
Sure. You got some for me?
No. Well, there are some funny ones out there, definitely. But here's the first bit of the fighting song for the Gooey Ducks.
Oh, yes.
Go, Gooey Ducks, go. Through the mud and the sand, let's go. Siphon high, squirt it all out. Slip it all about. Let it all hang out. Yeah, so you siphon high and squirt it out.
Oh, my God.
Go, Gooey Ducks.
If there's more than five, if I ever go, I'm going to go to an Evergreen State game just to experience it. And if they have more than five people singing that, I'm going to lose my mind.
Although I got to give this one as runner-up. North Carolina School of the Arts, they have a fighting pickle. You can't, I mean, come on, it's a fighting pickle.
Banana slugs at UC Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz banana slugs, yeah, that's a good one too.
I just don't understand who comes up with these.
Well, I think Stanford has, like, trees.
Well, I mean, that's their logo.
Right, but it's a tree.
Okay.
That's not going to incite fear.
No, it doesn't always have to incite fear. And that's, you're right. But, oh, God, Gooey Ducks. I just can't get over it. How bad that is. As a marketer, like, marketer in my mind, you got to have something that you can use positively. Like, how many Warriors mascots are there out there? There's Golden State, obviously, but there's so many teams that are the Warriors nowadays. It's just such an easy mascot because it's somewhat, not scary, but it strikes a little bit of fear. You don't think of, oh, that's a bad mascot or a nickname. But there's so many in college athletics, it's unbelievable. You're not going to get anything that hasn't been used before, so you might as well go with something that's kind of relevant to where you're at, but not so relevant to where you're at where you come up with something like a Gooey Duck. It's uncanny that I really hope you all, everybody listening, is literally looking at what a gooey duck is. I mean, it's a clam, but it's a clam. Clams don't move, correct?
Well, they do. They can move. They have to burrow into the sand, so.
Oh, see, this is my...
but I'm just, for the record, for anybody that is looking up a gooey duck, this is a very odd-looking clam. This is not your
normal,
everyday
clam. Right, it's not a clam that you open up, you find a pearl.
Right. Well, that's an oyster, but...
See, I failed biology. So, God. It's so bad. So bad. So if you ever in your life have to come up with a nickname or mascot, I have a couple advice. I have a couple things you should think about. Don't choose Gooey Duck. That's without saying. Or if you are, if for instance, somehow I end up at Evergreen State, you know the first thing I'm going to do? Guys, we can't be the Gooey Ducks. How about this? How about we short it to Ducks? Oh my goodness, Ducks? Way better than Gooey Ducks. And I don't even think Ducks is a good mask, but it's better than Gooey Ducks. That is my rant on Evergreen State's marketing department. Now, probably nowadays, because they've been the Gooey Ducks for so long, it's kind of branded and they don't want to change it because people love it there and whatnot, you know, because clams are loved by everybody. I can't fathom how much, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Maybe they should be the trees because, you know.
There's evergreen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Jared.
I just figured it all out.
Yeah.
It took me like 2 seconds.
Just a tree?
It's just a tree. And the mascot doesn't even have to do anything. It just has to stand there. Doesn't even have to move. You know, pump up the crowd. Just stands.
The Gooey Ducks. G-E-O. Ducks. Look it up if you haven't. All right, so on today's show, a lot of stuff. Warriors are going to win the Western Conference Finals, in my opinion, in 6 games. And I told you why. I gave you a number of reasons. We talked about Simpson softball. They'll be playing Southern Oregon on Monday at 1:30 in Ashland, Oregon. To follow that, you can go to SimpsonRedHawks.com. They got a bunch of links to different things on there. And then CalPAC Tournament Championship. We listened a little bit of that. Jared and I will be on the Colt 45s. It's coming up. And I said April, but I meant May 25th, I believe, is the first game. And, of course, the Gooey Ducks. I just can't get over that. I just can't. It's so bad. It is so bad. So, it almost kind of depresses me that how bad that is. All right. Please join us next week. Again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And because, like I said, I'm a little depressed, I needed a song to pick me up. So that's where this comes in. Let's hit it.
I can almost
Have a great Mother's Day, everybody.
That dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.